it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go.
Yo, who's this guy, Kenny Hodge? Everybody's talking about. Yo, Kenny Hodge this, Kenny Hodge that. Yo, who's this guy, Kenny Hodge?
They tell me this guy, Kenny Hodge, is a bad mother. Set your mouth when I'm talking about Kenny Hodge.
On that lead guitar, Dave Brantley, a.k.a. the Guitar X. Stroll, Robert White, a.k.a. The Menu, is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked ever so tight. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I want to start this morning's podcast off with a congratulations to the approximately 5,300 MHAs that were converted to career mail handlers. And I would also like to give a congratulatory moment to the over 1,000 PSEs that were converted to career mail processors. Let's start the KHP. Hey, who put Led Zeppelin in the playlist? Hey, listen, let's start the show. But since Led creeped into my podcast, I think we're going to do this show over his track, Stairway to Heaven. Stand by. Let's have a show. Listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Play, this would have turned into an MTV audio. But hey, this is the Postal Podcast, and I have information I want to share with you. So for those of you who think I never play anything other than hip-hop, here's a change of pace for you. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Hey, listen, newly created folks, congratulations, and welcome to Postal Career. Now, it sounds funny welcoming you into a career that you've already been a part of, but things change for you once you are now career. One of the most important things, well, you know what? Let me start with this. I had a meeting yesterday with the branch president, Mike Roberts. Now, Mike has put together a congratulations, you did it handbook. It talks about understanding the conversion to a career mail handler. Now, I would strongly suggest all union members that are newly created, go see your union president and get a copy of this book and read it. I would also suggest that if you are converted and you are not a member of the union, I would suggest you do that under there's certain little ramifications that you have to be aware of. And one of the most important things I want to say to you, and it's important that you know this, if you are on a 90-day probation, you have to understand it is important that you become a union member at some point, but for your first 90 days, If you are a mail handler, you have no access to the grievance procedure, and that's important. If you are a PSC, I think it's 120 days, you have no access to the grievance procedure, and you have to be mindful of that. Now, getting right back to the branch president. Again, he put together a book, the mail handler branch president, Mike Roberts, he put together a handout providing guidance on some of the issues that are not going to be the same for you as you understood them as an MHA. So again, I'm not going to steal his thunder. I want you to go see your branch president and inquire about this book. And again, once you read it, you know, my podcast is always going to be my podcast, but go to your branch president and ask questions. Now, one thing I will say, and I'm going to talk about this more in the show, is when you ask questions, make it a habit to also ask where that information comes from. Now, let me tell you why that's important for you as a brand new employee, a brand new career employee. Forever, we do things in a post office because someone else told me that that was how it was supposed to be done. And we have to break that vicious cycle now. You have to stop relying on what someone told you and start relying on what someone advised you to go read in your contract, because you are going to be floored at the number of people representing the union that really don't understand union contract. So what I'm saying to you is start to build your own knowledge base. And you cannot build that knowledge base based off of what someone told you. Become students of your contract. Become students of postal way of taking care of business. Become a student of that, because I'm going to tell you something. Most of your managers are not students of it. Most of your managers violate the contract with such regularity that most employees think that's the way to do it. So again, my most important information I would put out to all newly converted employees, whether you are a mail handler, clerk, letter carrier, doesn't matter. Learn your contract. Learn to read and understand what's in your contract, and lean not so much on what people tell you. So my message to that new employee, and when I say new, I'm talking of the ones who were just converted, just so we understand. You got to learn to read your contract, and I mean, you have to. You got to force yourself to take an interest in the rules and regulations that governs your place of employment. Because if you don't, you know, most people, and again, I'm talking to the newly converted right now. Most people rely on their union to know. And I want to tell you, the more you talk to them, the more you're going to find out that they know different from what you know, or you know different from what they know. And please, this is not anything but food for thought. If you rely on your contract and you then ask questions, what I'm saying will come to fruition. And again, it's no fault of anyone, with the exception of every union member that's a part of the Mail Handler National Association. It's our fault, because when you allow complacent leadership to continue to be in charge of your locals or your unions, then what happens is, if the leaders are complacent, then everybody underneath them don't get that fire lit underneath them that they need. So what happens is, as an entity, our unions become more reactive instead of proactive. So in other words, you're going to find that unless you make an issue, the union is not going to fight an issue. And I know Some people may say, well, if you don't make an issue, how do they know? Well, they know because they're in the room with you. They know because they read arbitrations. They know because they should have knowledge of the goings-on in every office that they're responsible for. But that's not the case. And there are a lot of situations that I think if the newer employee, those who are getting converted right now, because, see, you are the future. But if you step into what is generally accepted as complacency, then I'm going to tell you, your career is not going to be as lucrative as the careers of people who are about to retire, because the whole work shift, whole workflow, the whole dynamic of work postal service is changing constantly, and you're a part of that change. But I would like to say to you that before you can understand how to fight the fight, first you must understand the fight. Does that make sense? And I'm really not trying to sound like a philosopher, like I think very deeply. I'm not trying to sound like that, but I want you to understand that, again, we've got a contract that I think is decent. In fact, I think we have an excellent contract. I know that was a big jump from decent to excellent, but I think we have an excellent contract. I think we just have no clue on how to enforce it. That's why we always fight the same fight. But I think with the new wave of employee, the new wave of career employee, and I'm speaking mail handler and clerk, now we're on the cusp of being able to some kind of way rotate into a stronger, more forceful union. And it's going to take that new person coming in to see what your union members have been looking at for 20 years and to the point where they can't even see it anymore. But these new eyes coming in, these new ideas coming in, I want to tell you, I encourage you as vehemently as I possibly can to get involved with your union, because trust me, in the next 5-6 years, your union is going to need you. That voice that you have, it's going to be needed on branch, local, and national levels. And so what I call myself doing right now on this show is, again, just trying to wake up, wide awake, stand up, you know, do some calisthenics to get the blood flowing, that kind of awake. I need the new people to understand that we have a decent-ass job in the post office. We have rules and regulations that govern that decent ass job that we have. We now have to become students of that to ensure we keep that decent ass job that we have. I mean, I don't know any other way to put that. And of course, I'm going to continue podcasting about the COVID-19, the new relief bill, the $1.9 trillion, what that's going to mean to you. Of course, I'm going to continue to podcast about non-compliance with contractual issues. Of course, I'm going to continue to try to teach on this show contract, discuss contract, get you to open your mind to a different way to interpret our contract. And again, because that 15, 20 year ago interpretation, time has passed for that. And what I mean by that is, if one of the newer persons read any article in the contract, just pick one, I guarantee their argument is going to be different from the argument of that union person who's been there 10, 15 years. Now, and stay with me, because I didn't say right. I just said the argument would be different. And right now, I think we need that difference on so many different levels. So my podcast today is to try to get the newer employee to stand up, get up, and get involved in the union. Because if you can't receive today's message And if that doesn't get you motivated, then it doesn't matter how much I tell you about contract violations. It's not going to resonate because, again, right now we're setting a base. And the base is, let's get involved. And if you don't get involved, no matter how much I present to you, it's not going to be as significant because you're missing a piece. And that piece is what should actually be taking place. So as I shut this show down today or this morning, I want to say the last 15 minutes was me, Ken Hodge, former postal manager, former union president, current employee advocate, talking to the employees in the Postal Service. And again, I'm not being crass specific right now because what I'm saying applies to clerks as well as mail handlers. The new employees coming into the service, get involved in your union. Now, again, everybody's not going to do it, but enough of you have to get involved in your union, in your unions, to try to shape the direction it's going to go in. Because right now, again, I just think that they're just so reactive and never, ever proactive. And I think that hurts the organization. But, hey, I need you to get involved because you can make a difference if it makes sense to you. Now, if it don't, then it doesn't. But if it does, hey, let's get involved. Have an awesome day. And tomorrow we'll talk about COVID and some other issues. Have a good one.